Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. A.J. Tarpoff. We're talking about the heat-related feedlot death situation in Kansas in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, extension veterinarian from Kansas State University, has a good understanding of what happened this last weekend when it came to the feedlot deaths because of heat stress in southwestern Kansas. And he explains what happened to bring those conditions together to cause this unfortunate feedlot death situation.
This weekend, we had a two-day stretch of pretty extreme situation conditions for our cattle. What happened, essentially, was a number of things. One, we had a temperature spike, which by itself, that's normal for Kansas. Our cattle are robust. They handle that very well. They're very tolerant of just the temperature. But temperature is only part of the story of what went on here. Cattle are impacted by heat stress, by temperature, humidity, wind speed, and solar radiation. And beginning Saturday and through continuing through Sunday, even in the evening hours, we had a spike in humidity, which is quite rare for western Kansas, which is a pretty arid environment. But most importantly, the winds died down. So all of a sudden, we had a situation of high temperature and humidity with no wind speed, which seldom happens, thankfully, in western Kansas. It was almost a perfect storm of multitude of different factors that led to a pretty severe issue. We've got some monitoring tools through the Kansas Mesonet that showed some pretty extreme animal comfort indices beginning Saturday through Sunday with really minimal nighttime cooling hours, which folks that know anything about cattle heat stress and how they tolerate it, but the nighttime cooling hours of about 6 hours is really critical to help dissipate and blow off any heat that they accumulated through the day. And unfortunately, we just didn't have that opportunity for the weekend.
Dr. Tarpoff says that when you've got heat stress, body condition does make a difference.
So, yes, not all cattle are affected the same way due to heat stress. You know, you mentioned condition. Condition is a big factor. However, even hair coat. Here we are, middle of June. We've had a relatively mild and unsevere spring, which has been welcome. But unfortunately, what it brought up with is we missed out on some of the opportunity for acclimation. You know, cattle can acclimate to just about any environment on planet Earth when given the proper time, and adaptation can happen. We may have still had some animals with a little bit longer hair coat, may have not completely shed off from the winter months, just because it hasn't been that stressful that their bodies hadn't told them to do that yet. So we've got heavy cattle, heavy condition, maybe not slicked off as much hair. Because the temperatures have been pretty mild, it's been pretty unstressful and uneventful, which is nice. But animals that may have had previous health insults that have gone unnoticed, like old bouts of bovine respiratory disease, had some scarring in their lungs, those animals in particular, once they get into those heavier weights, they've had previous insults, they would be more at risk as opposed to the rest of the population. Most likely, if there were some losses, it would have been some of those critical animals that were most at risk.
You mentioned some of the lung scarring. In other words, we've heard in conversations with folks talking about BRD, especially that, you know, an animal that maybe has had some respiratory problems early in their life, that really carries with them. Is this kind of what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So cattle dissipate heat. Their physiology is amazing. That really talks and speaks towards their adaptability. They can accumulate a heat load during the heat of the day, and how they dissipate that heat through the nighttime cooling hours and throughout the day is actually through evaporative cooling through the respiratory tract. So they consume more water, they pant, they breathe a little bit harder, they breathe more rapidly, and that helps essentially blow off the heat that they've accumulated. When the respiratory tract, since they really rely on the respiratory tract for the cooling, since they don't sweat very efficiently like other species like we do, they really rely on that respiratory tract. And if there has been previous insults or old scarring where it can't be as effective, they won't be able to dissipate the heat like a normal animal. So that's the main reason. And since they use the respiratory tract for cooling, and if it's not working at you know, kind of the top end, they would be more susceptible.
And I would think that with the feedlots that we have in that part of the state, you know, we've got a lot of those feedlots that have got one-time capacity in the thousands. You know, some of the numbers we've heard reported over this last weekend, that's still a lot of death loss, but it's still not the majority of the cattle by any stretch of the imagination.
No. And this was a pretty regional, regional issue. I mean, most of southwestern Kansas was impacted by this event. You know, it's kind of essentially like a freak ice storm, so to speak, and it hit regionally. That is one of our major feeding cattle meccas. So no, not every animal in that region, you know, succumbed to the issues. We did, you know, there were some losses, but you know, I really got to tip my hat to all, you know, all the employees, all the managers that have really put in the time, the effort. It was all hands on deck, trying to put in and implement some of their heat mitigation strategies, and it really pays off. I mean, they're in there day in, day out, regardless of the conditions. Even if it's 100 and some odd degrees, they're out there caring for the well-being of those animals. And it's their hard work that really made the difference that more animals were not impacted.
So we lost some cattle, but yet we saved the vast majority of those feedlot cattle. They made it through this very unusual heat event.
They did. They made it through, and cattle adapt. And as long as the traditional Kansas breeze keeps blowing and we have some nighttime cooling hours, our feedlots and our operations and our cattle, they're going to move forward from this this situation, and they will adapt quickly for the rest of the summer.
K-State's Dr. A.J. Tarpoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.